Hong Kong residents living in Australia say the federal government's offer of a path to permanent residency for temporary visa holders sends an important message to Beijing. Prime Minister's offering five-year visa extensions to skilled workers and students in response to China's imposition of a new national security law in the former British territory. Bridget Fitzgerald's been talking with Hong Kongers in Australia about the decision.
After a year of unrest in Hong Kong, protests have again flared, with police recently spraying tear gas and rubber bullets into crowds protesting against China's imposition of new national security laws. They're scenes that make Perth man Sunny Cheng incredibly nervous for his family and friends back home.
It's a constant fear for Hong Kong people because basically anything that the Chinese government doesn't like would be considered to have been broken the law. What's facing us may not be only jail time, but maybe police brutality as well.
The 29-year-old accountant left Hong Kong 7 years ago and he's now a permanent Australian resident. But many of his friends are on short-term visas and they've been hoping the federal government would offer them a safe haven.
This is something that is really great to hear, that the Australia government is offering a helping hand to Hong Kong peoples, especially during these difficult times.
Hong Kongers on temporary skilled worker or student visas will now be able to extend their stay in Australia by 5 years. It's a response to the introduction of new national security laws in Hong Kong, which criminalise dissent and opposition to Chinese rule. The visa changes will affect about 10,000 people and give Hong Kongers a path to permanent residency. But not all will want to stay.
I'm still not sure whether I should stay in Australia or should I go back to Hong Kong. I haven't decided on that yet.
This Melbourne-based student, who wants to be known as Jessica, is highly critical of China's crackdown in Hong Kong, and she's thankful Australia has expressed its concern about Beijing's influence. But she's torn between the security of Australia and returning home to fight for independence.
I think it's a sense of belonging as a Hong Konger, because you know that place is, like, something is happening, there is a problem. Like, all of us are facing the problem. If we don't solve that, then we don't have a good future or anything. So it feels like we have to solve the problem right now or it will last forever.
The government's also trying to entice businesses looking to move their operations from Hong Kong to set up shop in Australia. Sunny Cheng would like the Australian government to extend its offer to help.
We are not in a position to request the Australian government to do anything. But if the Australia government actually can offer more help to Hong Kong people, maybe I'll bring the people that's still in Hong Kong to Australia. That would help a lot.
But the federal government has stopped short of offering a specific humanitarian intake for Hong Kongers, although it suspended its extradition agreement between the two countries. China's embassy in Australia has described the federal government's actions as gross interference in its internal affairs.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.